go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Klaus Bell, who's with Bankrate.com. Klaus, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Tony?
According to Bankrate.com, 59% of Americans report that their personal finance situation is an important factor in deciding which presidential candidate they'll vote for in November. Tell us about this report.
Yeah, we surveyed Americans to see how important their own personal finances would be, and we found that it was quite important. As you said, nearly 6 in 10 said it would be an important factor, and 12% said it would be the single most important factor in how they vote in November.
Tell us about the details about this, and were you surprised?
Well, you know, we also asked people which candidate they think they would do better under financially, and it was evenly split between 21% to 21% between Romney and Obama. So we were kind of surprised by just how even that split was. There was also a big number of people that said that it wouldn't matter, which was a little strange.
Klaus, as compared to Franklin Roosevelt, the last sitting president to win re-election with an unemployment rate of 7.2, the latest figure by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has President Obama sitting with an 8.2% rate, which is down from the peak of 10% in October 2009.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of kind of pessimism out there in the electorate right now. I don't think either candidate has really separated themselves as the one to get us out of this economic mess just yet.
Were you surprised that this is going to be such a big factor for Americans when they go to the ballot box?
Well, economics and politics have always been linked, but it was interesting to find that people really judged from what was going on in their own family financially to see whether, you know, a president was being successful and deserved another term.
All right, Klaus Bell is with Bankrate.com. Thanks so much, sir.